The good news was that in both of their weekend games against the Concordia Thunder, the Portage Voyagers got onto the scoreboard first. The bad news was they didn't get on the scoreboard after those starts as many times as their opponents. The Voyagers dropped two weekend home and home games to the Thunder, losing 5-3 on Concordia Ice in Edmonton on Friday night, and dropping a 7-5 decision to the Thunder on Bold Center Ice on Saturday night. Wins needed. While the Friday game happened on Remembrance Day, it was part of a weekend series the Portage team would sooner forget. It was also a series that would have moved the team out of the league's last place spot. The Voyagers, Concordia and the Briarcrest College Clippers are all within 4 points of each other in the last three positions of the seven-team Alberta Colleges Athletics Conference. Overall this year, teams seem more evenly matched than previous years. The top three teams of the league are separated by only 3 points. After the past weekend's games, the ACAC top spot belongs to the Sait Trojans with 14 points, winning 7 of their 10 games played so far. Going into the week, the Voyagers have a record of 1 win and 2 overtime losses on their season so far, keeping them only 10 points behind the league leaders. The Voyagers will have to wait a week to get the chance to challenge for more points, however, as they have a bye week before facing off with Briarcrest in 2 away games on November 25 and 26. A win for the Voyagers would break a current 4-game losing streak that has included 2 overtime losses.